Many of them store the information, which comes to them from the depths of the Godhead. The others then follow until they have experienced the knowledge for themselves. It was still early in the day when Manu took her leave of John and Ava at the stairs of his centers of intellectual education and wisdom. John bowed and sent forth vibrations of thanks and respect for the new knowledge he had received. Manu left them both with a bow and a smile, marching back up the stately wide steps to the building in which was contained a great portion of the wisdom of Planet Logo. Ava led John to an area of the park designated for intuitive reflection. Ava wanted to join intuitively with his friend in a different place. When they came to an exquisitely designed site surrounded by trees, shrubs, flowers in rainbow colors, and resplendently flowing water, they sat in set-off armchairs with straight backs. Ava closed his eyes and sank into the quiet, so that he could unite with the one he wanted to visit. John observed him silently and after a while succumbed to the magic of the beautiful surroundings, the joy of nature pervading his heart. 8. Chapter 8, Traveling Around Logo. After his telepathic union with his friends, Ava considered showing John healing places, or hospitals, where it would be possible to see the healing procedures utilized on Logo. So that John could see yet more of life on Logo, Ava decided that they would use a flying machine as a means of transportation. The place where the hospital was located was quite distant because it had been built in the mountainous region of the continent. And because the place the flying machine started from was somewhat remote, Ava tried to choose the route by which John was most likely to see life on Logo. They walked, and on the way, they stopped at a place surrounded by trees, where a few people were standing and throwing a round disc to each other. John observed the group for a while. "This is one of the most popular games on Logo," Ava explained. "The point is not only to throw and catch the disc, but concentration plays a certain role, as well. The strength of will draws the disc to fly to the one whose will is strongest. As you know, on Logo, we utilize the practice of the strength of the spirit over matter. We talk about the combination of motion and will, the physical with the mental. On Logo," Ava continued, "we play mainly group games. There are also very popular water games played in the lakes, frequently with the help of water animals, which become part of the game. As you already know, the majority of us are able to communicate telepathically with the animals and so they participate with us in that way." John remembered a dog and a cat, which sometimes became part of the children's games. He also remembered his visit to a park in Florida, where the dolphin show was the main attraction. Maybe, if the people on Earth were better at telepathic communication, there would be greater contact with some kind of animals on the planet Earth, John thought. Although something like that meant more mental effort from the human side, it would mean that one would be able to connect with the life and creatures of nature. On Logo, people like playing games because some of them are designed in such a way as to promote learning as well as to strengthen intuition, Ava explained. "I would like to show you the center of logic and intuition, as game rooms are sometimes called, where people come for entertainment. At the end of this park, there is one such center. We can have a look inside there so that you can see how people on Logo spend their free time. You may be able to use something you will see later back on Earth." After a short while, they came to a large building, planned in a certain historic style in contrast to the modern buildings. This type of construction could be compared to a castle with round towers, semicircular windows and separated sections, which were connected by bridges and corridors. Around the whole building, sparkling blue water was flowing. "So this is the center of logic and intuition," Ava explained. "There are many such buildings on Logo, and nearly all of them are in this historic style of construction, which is taken from days of old, and whose vibrations correspond with what happens behind its walls, as you will see for yourself. People of every age come to these centers because the games played here are not limited by age. The building is divided into certain sections in which different sorts of games are placed. But now, we shall go inside so you can see how such games are played." Ava finished his explanation. They crossed the bridge, whose walls were encrusted with colorful minerals, and under which sparkling blue water flowed. They entered the first tower, and John began to feel as though he was in the castle at Disneyland, or in some of the historical castles of Europe. There were many people. The whole room was in shining colors, and there were symbols of harmony and balance in the walls and niches. There were symbols for day and night, water and fire, ball and prism, flatness and roundness, and many others, which represent opposites. The most interesting thing, however, was that on many of the pictures hanging on the wall, the opposite symbols were connected, one going through the other. This meant that one spilled over into the next, or one changed, independent of its opposite, creating a whole unit. The circle changed into a cube, which, in turn, changed into a circle when its sides were removed. It reminded John of water, which could change into solid ice and could be changed through heat back to water again. The harmony of the curved shape was illustrated here, which, although curved to different degrees, fitted into each other perfectly. So, everything was composed, one changing into the next. "This is the room of logic," Avu explained to John. "Here, people try to create one harmonic whole from various opposites forms through their logical thinking. Logical thinking plays an important role here, where several people may try together to find the right solution, or to find the harmony and oneness between an opposite poles. The idea is to bring harmony of the two original opposite poles. To reach something like this, logical thinking is necessary, but sometimes if the mind is unable to find any possibility or combination, intuition may also help." From this room, they went through the connecting corridor to the Hall of Intellect, or the Art of Correct Thinking. This room rather resembled an accounting center, although it was equipped in such a way as to remind John of a university hall in ancient Greece. There were small fountains, columns, niches in which, according to Avu, there were symbols of precision and regularity. There were tables around the walls, on which were machines, resembling computers, and on whose screens there were signs, which John was unable to evaluate. "You can use many combinations on the screen, which appear immediately on your command," Avu explained, and with John, went to one of the machines and sat down in front of its screen. Various signs appeared on the screen. "Every sign," Avu said, "contains a lot of information, which is connected somehow with the other signs. All of the signs, however, are derived from the information on one sign, which is the primary and fundamental information from which all further information from the remaining signs is deduced. The goal is to find the sign from which the others are derived as quickly as possible. This can be accomplished only by the right concentration and intellectual knowledge of possible combinations in logic. The difficulty of the game may be increased or decreased." Then they went into the next room, which was dedicated to things technical. It was a room with large windows and pictures of various machines on the walls. Some were certainly from the long-ago history of Logo, because even John could guess their purposes. Again, this room was full of screens at which people sat according to their imaginations, changing the shape of some objects shown on the screen. Others who sat at some of the screens were conferring together, changing the parts of their pictures. "As you know," Avu began, "our main purpose on Logo is to minimize the friction of matter on itself, because rubbing creates resistance, causing deceleration and rapid wear. Some of these machines are quite small, such as home appliances, and others are intercontinental projectiles, used as a means of transportation. You choose the machine you want to research, and immediately, its entire technical plan and description appears on the screen. You can change anything on this technical plan, based on what you decide is suitable. If you change something so that the machine is unable to work functionally, a soft tone will sound, warning you that you made a technical mistake somewhere. On the other hand, a lot of people, including scientists, might come up with new inventions. On Logo, we attempt to produce new machines as simply as possible, because their operation is then smooth, and they are rarely damaged. The advantage of this game is that you can decide to move parts of technical equipment on the screen in complete opposition with established opinion." John realized that such an approach supports creative thinking and artistic freedom, as well as the possibility of improving things quickly. People here were of different ages, and one could see that they were cooperating to improve what was projected on the screen. From the technical department of games, they went up the wide steps to the second floor of the building, from which there was a beautiful view of a park with myrtle green periwinkle trees and water which flowed around the castle of games. They entered a hall divided into subsections. Each section had its own sparkling and exalted color. The whole room was painted different pastel colors, gently blending into one another, and so creating a joyful atmosphere. Each section had its own niches, and a large stained glass window. In this room, creative games are played, each section having its own definite activity, Avu showed John, who looked around the room. The creative games are the most popular on Logo, because everyone can become a part of them, Avu continued. During these games, one tries to create something new, which is an expression of personal creativity. That is why, as you can see in one part of the room, people create sculptures, which are modeled from their imaginations. Sometimes, several people work together. The same can be said for painting, which has its own place in a bright studio with huge transparent windows. People work using their own imagination, with the advice and guidance of the leader in each department. John turned towards the curved niche at the end of the hall where there were many adults, as well as children. It is obvious that each generation is able to understand the other while playing games, John remarked. Yes, Avu answered. This is the most popular game played by every generation, one in which a puzzle combination, consisting of various colors, and from which different ornaments can be created according to one's own creativity, blends colors to create harmonic paths from one to the other. This affects the psychic side of all participants pleasantly. There are unlimited possibilities for creating images of colors and beauty, which is very popular on Logo. Children are taught about harmony and beauty from a young age. As you see, this game is played at any age. It is the same blending of shapes and colors, as with tones and music. That is why this game is so popular and is one of the games of joy. People of any age play games of joy because if joy is evoked in a person, it brings to the body a positive flowing energy, which has a positive excellent influence on the physical and mental states. This is how the positive vibrations in the mind and body are strengthened, and people feel more physically reinforced. For this reason, the games of joy are popular with everybody on Logo, Avu finished. At this point they walked through a corridor, which had many doors on both sides, from behind which the sound of music could be heard. They entered through one of the doors and there was a young man in the room, holding something in his hand, which resembled a flute with a funnel-shaped end. He blew into the instrument quite without effort, and melodic sounds filled the space. Avu explained briefly to the musician the purpose of their visit. John noticed the room was arranged in a historic style, with white chairs and sofas covered in red cloth, and there were beautiful decorations on the walls. There were also pictures hanging there, whose scenes were utterly reminiscent of harmony. These are small salons, Avu explained, where anybody can come and create music on an instrument we call sao. Everyone on Logo knows how to play this instrument because musical harmony is an important part of our lives and helps us to understand the harmony of nature and of all life forms. Does that mean, John asked, that everyone on Logo can make his own melodies, and has a feeling for music? Yes, that is exactly right, answered Ev, because harmonic music like this has universal consequences. Harmonic melodies have positive blending effects on the whole body, the mind and the spirit of those who play or listen. Not to mention the spiritual elevation, as music has the ability to touch the soul directly. You surely remember the concert we heard in the park. The important thing is that, Avu continued, playing the sao creates energy of a certain sort in the space of the vibrations which affect the physical body, mind, and soul. Playing helps to increase the influence of flowing energy, which is created during the playing of certain melodies. Some blends bring the most harmonic energy. As you can see, music is a very important part of the evolution of our lives. They went up the stairs to the third floor, where there were games having something to do with the mental and intuitive abilities of people. In the center of the room was a translucent pyramid, where a group of people sat at a table. On their faces, great concentration could be seen. The atmosphere of the room was very quiet and calming. The games played here are called games of intuition, explained Davo. The players try to intuitively find the answers to the questions of the others, and the answers are only found through thoughts. One of the games is about recognizing symbols drawn by another person on a board or finding the right solution to nearly indecipherable situations. These games are played in twos or threes, the player's intuitive conveyance being the object of the game. Intuitive games are very popular on Logo, and people play them from childhood. John was reminded of Zen exercises, which also awaken intuition for the purpose of looking for the right answers to the questions of life. Intuition here really means leading the soul into silence, where it unites with all the wisdom possibly contained within the right solutions and answers. The next room in the Castle of Games served to house the games of wisdom, as Avu called them, which contained philosophical questions and answers. One of the interesting games was a game about cause and effect, in which players come to know not only a philosophical spiritual impact of their own exploits and thoughts, but also the whole development of the universe. John noticed people of middle and advanced ages concentrating, using their intuition, their intellect and personal wisdom during the game. In contrast to the last floor, where shapes and active energy in the room flowed, in this space devoted to intuitive games, John felt quiet calm, harmony, composure, and wisdom quite clearly. Around the walls were intuitive pictures and constructions of stones artistically worked. The colors in the room were, for the most part, yellow and light blue. One could see genuine wisdom on the faces of the people sitting there, and John realized that similarly radiant faces could be seen in the pictures of the spiritual masters of different religions on planet Earth. When they left the Center of Logic, or the Castle of Games, as John called the place, it was still a beautiful morning and a soft breeze moved the air. They continued quickly on. Between the buildings there were gardens laid out, and very often small blue lakes appeared. John could not stop admiring the shining clear color of the country, which emitted a lovely scent and energy to the space, and had a positive effect on the mental and physical states of the inhabitants of planet Logo. Avu and John walked around the buildings, and in the distance they could see a field where John noticed again some large gray birds, which resembled earthly ostriches. Avu told him that they were very intelligent animals with which the people on Logo communicated telepathically, as they did with most of the animals living on Logo. Animals, which served as pets, were kept in households. There were some other animals in the field, which resembled earthly monkeys and which Avu told John were a great help at home, as well as in agriculture. John realized that, in the countryside all around, there were beautifully colored birds. John was wondering by this time how far it was to the place where he was to board the flying machine with Avu. Avu told him telepathically that they would be at the place very shortly. John, out of curiosity, put a question to Avu concerning the technical development on the planet Logo. As you already know, Avu began to explain, the basic endeavor of our technology on Logo consists of minimal friction, and for that reason, our machines are quite small and efficient. The next important endeavor is the suspension of the strength of gravity, from which certain technical advances progress much more rapidly. Transportation on Logo is, by and large, above ground, with the air itself used to propel it. Sometimes gravity is suspended or increased. The movement of our transportation is unobtrusive and quiet, with no unwarranted friction. The next important technical development is direct energy which pulses around the planet. John attempted to clear up the question. Does that mean that people have access anywhere on the planet Logo to this emitted energy, that it activates the apparatus which is fed on it immediately, without any technical connection? Yes, that is correct, Avu answered. All apparatuses on Logo are provided with miniature receivers for this global energy. Without this energy, the devices would not work. The use of this energy is obvious to us, like using air power for transportation and for some other large devices. John put a question to Avinow, which really interested him. How does construction get done on Logo? All around here are simple, but beautiful buildings. And your universities, museums, and institutes are large buildings with very interesting architecture. It testifies to the fact that building technology must be very advanced on Logo. Avu answered this question immediately. We use larger machines during building, which are driven by a global energy. These devices hoist the walls of the buildings and put them into place. On Logo we know how to use systems to alleviate matter for a certain length of time. When in direct relation to the ground or the planet, we cancel the ground's gravitational attraction, and we can move entire panels, which are otherwise very heavy. As soon as the thing is moved to its place, its original weight is once again restored. Using such methods as this, we are able to build great cathedrals or buildings, which are quite extensive. John was reminded, by Avu's words, of the pyramids in Egypt, during whose construction this same method of alleviating matter could have been utilized in order to make the job much easier. This may also have been true about the ancient stone cathedrals of past cultures. In everything we do, we attempt to find the simplest and most natural way, Avu continued his explanation. Take my clothing, for example. This cloth or material is produced from natural materials of plants and fibers grown here. It reminds me a little of earthy cotton, John said. This material, Avu continued, is worked to have harmonic vibrations on our bodies. That means, our garments support the harmonic flowing of energy on the surface of our body. Therefore, our clothing is very pleasant and fully fitting. John came out with a practical question. And what happens when the garment is soiled or worn? Do you repair and clean it as we do on Earth, or do you just select a new one? Avu smiled at John's spontaneous interest. All clothing is cleaned with the help of vibrations. After the cleaning, the garments are exposed to a second set of vibrations, which loads the cloth with positive harmonic vibrations. This energy helps the body tune into its own particular energies and also to harmonize itself. John asked further, how do people get food or other things for their life? Those with gardens around their houses, Avu answered, have fresh fruit and vegetables, which grow here year-round thanks to the uniformity of the weather. Those who live without this possibility get goods in large shops, or product centers, as these places are called. John interrupted Davu's speech, saying, if money does not exist on Logo, how does shopping work, or does one barter for things? I know that, for your earthly consumer outlook, my explanation may not be sufficiently clear or acceptable, Avu continued. However, you must keep in mind that there are millions of civilizations in the universe, at various levels, and their ways of life correspond to their ways of thinking. So, too, the order of our life on Logo answers for our way of thinking in the prolonged development of our civilization. This is the reason that people in the product centers can choose what they need and take it home without having to exchange something for it. The goods are all of the best quality. On Logo everything is driven on a planetary level, which means that everything produced is the best, which is available. This is why, when someone comes up with an improved product or a new invention, the thing begins to be produced for the whole planet in its new and improved form. Developing improvements is an important part of life on Logo. On the other hand, life on Logo is very modest and has a view to ethical development rather than to the gathering of material things. Everyone has same access to the material. Therefore, they need not accumulate anything. More important is the ethical and spiritual development of the individual, where such progress has everlasting value. Avu pointed into the distance, where John could see something, which reminded him of an airport. It was a large round surface, on which there stood contraptions with curved forms and small entrance cupolas in the center, and with elliptical windows all around its girth. There were semicircular waved wings on the sides. The whole of the apparatus stood on long slender legs. The closer they got, the clearer John realized the impressive size of this machine. In a long hall, built for comfortable waiting, were numerous people. Nobody, however, was handing over tickets, and there was no board listing the departure times. It felt like he was in a dream. When he saw several silver machines through the large windows, he was reminded of a lot of earthly photographs or illustrations of flying saucers. Some were large, others smaller, still others quite small. With Avu and the groups of other people, he went to one of them and together they took an elevator directly to the entrance of the cabin. The saucer had two levels and on its surface there was a pilot's cabin, semicircular shaped with a glass cover. There were six wide white armchairs at each elliptical window, three opposite three. John and Ava sat across from one another next to the window, so that John could survey what was happening outside. John noticed something, far away from them, which looked like the shape of an earthly airplane. However, it had no wings and was long and cigar-shaped with a sharp point on the front, and small round windows along the side of the hull. When he asked Ava about the point of the machine, he explained that it was called the shot, or arrow, which was used for traveling short distances. This projectile flew at a high speed, and then was fueled on direct or clean energy. Inertia, or moving by itself, was used to propel this machine, partly suspending the ground's gravitational attraction, and during landing it is drawn to its place using the large magnetic strength of the machine, which leads it directly to its place. This rocket is a means of transportation, which flies from one point to the next at short distances. All the places by the elliptical windows were filled with the tall and slender figures of the planet logo. After a while, this round colossus, which reminded John of an observation tower on top of a skyscraper, lifted noiselessly from the surface of the ground and began to climb straight up into the air. John noticed the curious gaze of his fellow travelers directed toward him. Avu explained the reason for John's astral visit on Logo, and his explanation was accepted with interest and respect. It occurred to John that they were still rising straight up. Avu, who caught these thoughts, requested one of the other travelers, who sat across from him, to explain to John the technical processes of flight because this person was one of the scientists on the planet Logo. Oru, as the scientist was named, tried to explain the technical systems involved in flying to John. At the time of takeoff, Oru explained, a generator cancels the effects of the pull of the planet, which helps the taking in of air, and so the pure energy propels the hovering machine up directly into the air to great heights. The rotation of the planet Logo is also taken into account here, increasing the speed of reaching the intended spot on the surface of the planet. In the moment of the highest point of flight, the wavy wings slide out, taking the flying machine gently into the air. When it happens, at that same height, that the target on the surface of the planet draws near, the flying machine lets the ground's attraction or gravitation once again affect it, and it lands right on the spot. In this way, it becomes possible to surmount even the greatest distances very quickly. When Aura had finished, John realized that the unique fundamentals of flying are the undoing of the planet's gravitation, and re-implementing it once again at the time of landing. And LNB.CZ, after perhaps an hour of flying, the machine began to descend straight down. From the windows it was possible to make out mountains, as well as small settlements, and after some time they landed at a round stretch of an airport. When Avu and John left the airport hall, they could see the scenery of hills and mountains. Avu pointed to one peak, from which a large white building arose. That is the target of our journey, Avu said, and the two set off to overcome the short distance by their own powers. 9. Chapter 9. Healing on Logo. John looked all around the area they were now in, which was very beautiful. In the valley below the white building, there was a small lake. Avu communicated to him that bathing is being very healing, as water is full of energies, which allow the body to quickly recover from fatigue. The same is true about rain, which invigorates nature with its energies. This is why swimming is appreciated as a form of healing, and why most lakes are in the environs of hospitals or sanitariums. Avu pointed out the healing importance of air, as well. The composition of air is important for all beings because its composition and purity influence not only physical health, but also the minds of people? Air also has a great influence on balanced behavior, and for that reason, there exists a logo, a global protection of air.